podcast of Universal Utterings. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we continue our practice as we conclude chapter 47 in Sirach. We're getting ready to wrap up Sirach pretty soon. And today we're in verses 12 through 15 and verses 19 through 20. We're talking about the son of David, Solomon. Because of David's merits, he had a successor, a wise son, who lived in security. Solomon reigned during an era of peace, for God brought rest to all his borders. He built a house to the name of God and established a lasting sanctuary. How wise you were when you were young, overflowing with instruction like the Nile in flood. Your understanding covered the whole earth, and like a sea, filled it with knowledge. But you abandoned yourself to women, and gave them dominion over your body. You brought a stain upon your glory, shame upon your marriage bed, wrath upon your descendants, and groaning upon your deathbed. King Solomon, once the epitome of wisdom and peace, ascended the throne of Israel with a promise of prosperity and knowledge. His reign began with a flourish of hope as he governed with unparalleled wisdom, gifted by God himself. The land thrived under his rule, and the grandeur of the first temple in Jerusalem stood as a testament to his devotion to the Lord. However, beneath the surface of this golden age, the seeds of discord were being sown. Solomon's heart, which once beat in unison with divine statutes, began to waver as he forged political alliances through his numerous marriages to foreign princesses. These women, adorned with the exotic allure of distant lands, unwittingly became the agents of change, steering the wise king towards a path dimly lit by the flickering flames of alien altars. The sanctity of Solomon's marriage bed, intended to be a symbol of unity and covenant, was marred by the introduction of idols and foreign deities. His wives, clinging to the traditions of their homelands, enticed the king into the worship of gods that were once foreign to the children of Israel. The incense that rose from the temple's holy precincts now mingled with the odors and pagan sacrifices. Solomon, whose name once stood for peace, became a harbinger of spiritual infidelity, as the love that should have been reserved for the God of his father David was partitioned among the pantheons of his wives. The wisdom that had been his crown now seemed a hollow echo within the chambers where forbidden rites were observed. This betrayal of faith brought a stain upon the house of Solomon, a tarnish so no earthly wealth or splendor could obscure. The king, who had been given divine insight to rule and justly lead his people on the path of righteousness, had allowed his personal passions to eclipse his duty to his kingdom and his creator. The once unified nation of Israel began to fracture, with whispers of discontent rustling among the tribes as they looked upon the high places that now blotted their sacred landscape. The covenant was broken, and the consequences of Solomon's choices would reverberate through the lineage of kings that was to follow, casting long shadows over the future of the 12 tribes. The legacy of Solomon, therefore, became a tale of light and darkness, a narrative of what happens when the wisdom of man is not anchored by steadfastness to the divine will. The peace that once flowed like a river through the streets of Jerusalem was now sullied by selfishness and sin. Let this be a reminder to us to carry on with God being living first in every aspect of our lives, chasing dreams of charity instead of seeking fame of prosperity, living for salvation. Living a life with God as the forefront is a journey marked by the pursuit of goodwill through self-sacrifice and generosity, rather than the fleeting allure of fame and material wealth. Those who choose this path prioritize the well-being of others, understanding that true prosperity lies in the act of giving and in the service to humanity. Their dreams are not of personal glory, but of creating a ripple of charity that can swell into a tide of compassion, lifting the spirits and circumstances of the less fortunate. Their hearts are not set on earthly accolades, but on the eternal promise of salvation, a guiding light that shapes every decision and sacrifice. This God-first approach to life transforms every action into worship, every choice into a testament of faith, and every success into a shared blessing. It's a life rich in purpose and abundant in love, where the measure of success is not the wealth amassed, but in the lives touched and the comfort brought to souls in need. Are you living that life? I pray my grandsons do. Amen. Join me in my daily prayer of forgiveness. I am sorry, Lord. I believe you died and rose for me. Please forgive me as I forgive others. I share you as my Lord and Savior, seeking to live your will in all things. Prayers for my wife, Toni, and my mother, Betty. We pray for our children, especially our two oldest, Alexandra and Alan, our son-in-law, Mark Stern, Julian, Gabriel, and Jeffrey, and our grandchildren, Oliver, Julian, and Elliot. We pray for those we've said that we would pray for and those who've asked us to pray for them. We pray for the dying as we do each day, Lord. Give them peace in their last breath. We pray for Holy Mother Church. Our prayers continue for our niece, Brittany. We can always pray for special intentions that we hold in the silence of our own hearts, as many of you do each and every day. We pray for those intentions right now. In Jesus' precious blood, by his name, do we pray. Amen. I am a poet obedient to Christ, Catholic evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins, Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed, living my life as Ephesians 6, verses 17 through 20 depicts. Today, Sirach 47 is verses 12 through 15 and 19 through 20. It is a 10-stanza poem. It's ongoing. Its title says it all. Solomon's Satire. In Solomon's court, where wisdom reigned, the air was thick with peace sustained. His mind, a vessel of the divine, his aroma with knowledge like fine wine. A temple built to skies it soared, in Israel their God adored. The nations round in awe they stood, at peace and prowess understood. But hearts they wonder, as they may, and Solomon's eye did stray away. A myriad of loves his bed did share, from distant lands with charms so rare. With women's whispers soft and sweet, came gods of stone on foreign feet. Altars raised where incense burned, to deities his heart had turned. O wisest king and judgment king, what folly now does this convene? The one who split a child in twain now fractures faith for love's brief gain? Jerusalem, once pure and fair, now watches idols rise and square. The very bed where peace was born now hosts a shame, his lineage torn. The temple's glow begins to fade as foreign rites are now on parade. A covenant once held so dear is left to rust as gods appear. as foreign gods appear. The sage of sage lost his ways, for fleshly love his wisdom sway. A kingdom built on sacred trust, now bending neath idolatrous lust. O Solomon, your stain has spread, a legacy of zeal misled, the glory of your earthly days. The stain remains a cautious tale of how the mightiest can obviously fail. Let history recall and certainly weep the king who let his virtue sleep. Amen. I'm Thomas Show Cruz Wiggins. It's May 20th, 2024, and it's 4:53 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks again for joining us across the world on UniversalUtterings.com. We continue to practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. To my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. Have an awesome day in the Lord. God bless you, my friends. God bless each and every one of you in Jesus' sweet name. Solomon's story today, a little lengthy, a little, but refreshing just the same to remember to stay focused on what God's truth abides to your soul and salvation each and every day. Seek that charity and you too will have dreams of love, faith, and hope of His grace. Amen. We close today at 12:09 in Jesus' sweet name. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Tony, I love you. God bless you. In Jesus' name.